Greetings.
Yeah, greetings, Alpha D.
Yes, I Rasta. Welcome to Ala Roots.
Give thanks.
So, please present yourself, Brethren. This is on today's Ala Roots show. We have a super special interview with a great Rasta reggae dub activist from Akashic Records in the United States. He's called Mike B. So greetings, Mike. Can you present yourself and tell us a bit how you came to reggae music and to Rastafari?
Yeah, for sure. And before I do that, I just like to say, Alpha D, give thanks for the opportunity to come, you know, speak on the show and present some of the music, some of the productions that we've been working on over the past few years. So, as you said, my name is Mike B. I'm living in the United States, Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm the founder of Akashic Records. I came into reggae music around the year 93, 94. I was living in Florida, and some of my young friends and I, we were 17 at the time. Some of my friends started listening to Bob Marley. And through that, I felt something powerful, you know, and I wasn't sure exactly what it was, but it felt divine. And so wanted to further explore that. And, you know, Bob led to Peter, led to Bunny, led to Culture, led to Burning Spear, and it just kept going and going. And yeah, that's how, I wouldn't say I discovered reggae, I would say, you know.
You progressively started going deeper into the
Yeah.
Cool, man. When did you start making music?
Oh, yeah, okay. So now that would probably go back, I'm not a rhythm builder, right? And I'm not a singer. At least the music that you know as Akashic Records is not me playing the instruments or me singing the songs. So I'm more of a traditional producer in that regard. You know, over the years I experimented with making my own dubs, but that's not really my specialty. So as far as starting the label. The label has been around for about three years, but it's been more like 5 years that I've been involved with various labels. I would call it like an apprenticeship. Chris Naftali and I did some work on his label, Positive Vibes. Did some work with Ross Kush on Black Redemption. Did some work with Humble Tafari on his African Blood label. Was working with Ras Zahir in kind of a supporting role behind Black Heart Warriors label. And, you know, eventually all my brethren were like, you need to start a label. you're doing all this stuff and it's time for you to start your own label. And I'm like, nah, you know, I'm more of a behind the scenes kind of person. But
so eventually, people understand, yeah. you started Akashic Records because there's a big conscious dub, roots reggae dub scene in the USA.
Yeah. Although compared to, well, you're in Canada, bro, but yeah. you have your pulse on the European scene too, right?
Yeah, but I mean, there's not much, you know, like people don't know so much about like reggae coming out of the US.
That's true. You know, historically, New York has been a hotspot for reggae and, you know, like Wackies, and there have been labels in the US, there have been studios in the US, but yeah, the US is kind of underground, and there's some amazing roots groups over the years that have come out of the US. However, yeah, I mean, there is a group of dub activists in the US, and, you know, you'll find them in New York and you'll find them in California and other spots, you know, but I wouldn't call it big, bro, to be honest. I wouldn't call it big.
Yeah. So you were with the where do you live?
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia.
And so it's in Atlanta, Georgia that you were with some brethren that made music?
Okay. So I'll fill in a little bit of the story between, you know, being 17 or 18 and now 23 years later.
Okay.
You know, dealing with Akashic Records, because there's, you know, you got to kind of connect the dots a little bit. So I don't think I fully answered your first question about, you know, discovering reggae and Rastafari. So discovering Rastafari or learning about Rastafari was a little bit after learning about reggae. So like, you know, listening to Bob Marley, feeling that kind of divine vibe, but not really knowing what it was. And then hearing Bob Marley talk about Haile Selassie, and then doing the research on Haile Selassie, and then coming to grips with the idea that Haile Selassie is God. And for me, that took time to honestly grapple with, right? Like, as a young person, the idea that a man is God was like, I just didn't believe it, you know? Mm-hmm. But then, like, I read more and more about His Majesty, Reason with Rastaman. Down in Florida, there's a lot of Caribbean Ras and even some, you know, American Ras. There's tons of Caribbean people in part of Florida where I live. And through reading the scriptures and studying yoga and, you know, studying the various wisdom traditions and Reason with Rastaman and listening to Rasta music, an overarching reality started to surface that, yeah, you know, we do have access to the divine, and we don't need, you know, a middleman to have that access. And to the extent that I could see my own divinity, and I could see the personality and the works of His Majesty, and not just from his own writings, like when you read the autobiography, but from his contemporaries, and then from people who didn't know anything about His Majesty, the things they say, and then connecting to the Bible. And after a time, it's undeniable, you know, what the Rastaman is saying. So that is kind of like how I started to identify with Rastafari. Now, going through the years, becoming a reggae DJ selector, starting to become an activist as far as organizing events, not only DJing at events, now organizing events. So back in 2012, 2013, and 2014, we organized something in the United States called the USA Roots Reggae Dub Expo, where we gathered the kind of Rasta sound systems from around the country for various sessions. We did one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast. And the next 2 years, we focused on the West Coast because that's where we got the best response. So now having a network of Rasta sound systems and producers and vocalists, and having more and more dub plates, and, you know, having my brethren say, you really got to start a label, you know, it was just a natural progression. So it's like you have this unreleased music that deserves to be released, so you try something.
So,
and that's how it started.
Okay, so did you record people singing? Or you were just promoting? You were like, you were helping organize concerts and stuff.
Yeah, the Roots Reggae Dub Expo, I was like an organizer for that, you could say.
Yeah.
Yeah, like handling like literally, we had meetings, you know, to plan it, and you know, flew people in, you know, rented venues, you know, did all the promotions around people coming to the event. And then kind of managed, you know, helped to manage the event too. You know, it's a lot of effort. You know, it's like throwing a dance is not,
I imagine,
not a simple thing. And when there's multiple sound systems, you gotta make a schedule, stick to a schedule, you know.
So that's when it started, that you were like, okay, well, I'm gonna help promote and release reggae music. So you decided to, on your own, create the Akashic Records or what?
Yeah. Well, that's true. Like, Akashic Records is my label, but it's also a collective, right? You can't do something like this by yourself. So, I mean, you know, many singers, many producers, and many supporters is what Akashic Records is made of.
I agree. And so tell me a bit about the creation of this name, Akashic Records, and the type of music that you play.
Yeah, give thanks. So the term Akashic Records was first coined by the Theosophists, which was a spiritual group. You may have heard of the name Madame Blavatsky. And then later referenced in the Aquarian Gospels of Jesus, which is a, you may have seen, it's a book that talks about Jesus's supposed life in India. In any regard, you will see the Akashic Records described as a spiritual region where all events, past, present, and future, are available. So this is a spiritual region that any human being can access, where kind of the veil of time is lifted, and one can see, you know, all events. And I was always interested in that concept, and it really went along with some of the other spiritual concepts that I've been studying. So it's really a play on words, right? However, I've been challenged by some of, I would say, my mentors to be able to connect the Akashic Records to the Rastafari history. And so I'm not sure I'm fully prepared to do that on this interview, but it's no mystery to those who are familiar with Rastafari that the Rastafari elders and the Rastafari people of today have a tendency to be very spiritual, and I don't know if attain is the right word, but experience pretty phenomenal spiritual heights, yes, as is indicated by the music, the literature, the reasoning, the overstanding that you find among Rastafari.
So, would you say it's similar to the concept of the ether?
Yes, brethren. Akashic comes from the Sanskrit word akash, meaning air or ethers.
Voila. No. So it makes sense. The how everything is written in time. You know, everything, nothing disappears. So and that's why also I like to believe that, you know, the lives of all the prophets and His Majesty is written in the Akashic Records, you know?
Yes, I.
I mean, it's there, whether people believe it or not. History knows, you know. Jah knows.
Yeah. So check this out, Alpha D. Yes. You know, a lot of people know what it's like to have either a vision or a dream that comes true later. Mm-hmm. Or deja vu, right? There are times when the time-space continuum kind of breaks down, and it's mystifying to the human being. So there must be something else going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, man, I totally agree.
It's interesting. You know? It's really interesting the way that you link these concepts, because myself, I'm studying yoga as well.
Yeah.
And it makes sense. And you have on your label a beautiful vinyl called by King Alpha, a tune called Yoga.
Yeah, Tennis Dillon. Yeah, this is a topic that you'll find reasoned about online, and it's so, first off, you can find evidence that His Majesty practiced yoga. Right? This is written. Second off, it is no mystery the connection between Indian spirituality and Rastafari. I mean, ganja came to Jamaica, they say, from India, the Ganges. Dreadlocks are worn by Indian sadhus, you know, they call them jata. There are so many connections in the mystics of those two faiths, or, you know, of those two spiritualities. It's undeniable. You have some people that will say, you know, you have some people that will deny that and say, no, you know, Russell doesn't deal with this and that, and that's fine, brethren, but to me, it's undeniable. And the sadhu tradition, the tradition of renouncing the world, Babylon, to seek spiritual enlightenment, I mean, it's,
yeah,
it's so clear, you know, it's so clear.
Mm-hmm. Word.
Yeah. So yoga. Yeah. So yoga is a track that, you know, Tenestellan and King Alpha teamed up, which is essentially talking about, you know, utilizing yoga for spiritual benefit.
Let's listen to this tune.
Yes, sir.
Are you down?
Of course, Brad.
Yes, I. So we're going to listen to this track, Yoga. Boom. And so after listening to...
The kingdom of Jah is spread all over the world. But most of us don't see. Boom, boom. Yeah, yeah. Luya. This is what is called yoga. And it's good for you and me. This is what is called yoga. It's good for the spirituality. This is what is called yoga. It's good for my brothers and sisters. Yeah. Yoga. It's a connection to Jah. The most high. With it. Is where it all starts from. Like chakra meditation. Stretching, exercising, releasing tension. Cause inside and outside, it must be cared for. It must be cared for. Yes, in this life, I'm a soul adventurer. Yoga, it's good for you and me. Ooh, yeah. So it's got yoga, yoga. Good for the spirituality. Ooh, yeah. Yoga, yoga. It's good for my brothers and sisters.
Brothers and sisters.
Yoga. It's a connection to Jah. The Most High. It was practiced by the emperor. So let us take note. First things first. Seek ye the kingdom of Jah. All things will be added unto thee. Give it all such fun. Meditation, stretching and exercising, releasing tension. Yoga,
yoga,
it's good for you and me.
Yoga,
it's good for the spirituality. Bishop is called
yoga,
good for my brothers and sisters.
Remember to be yoga man.
It's a connection to Jah.
Every morning.
Yoga.
Deep breathing.
It's good for you and me.
Yeah. Greet the sun.
Yoga. It's good for us.
Stretch the body. Yes, I. Thanks to the King of Kings for a brand new day.
Yoga.
Ras Flacco, enough respect. Maximum yoga. Respect. This is a special show. Akashic Records, enough respect. And so after listening to this awesome track, we really discovered that Akashic Records is something, it's a label, it's a special label talking about original themes. you have you work with a couple of very special artists that we've been playing on Ala Roots for a while, like Fikir Amlak.
Yeah.
For example.
Yeah.
Is he near you or what?
Well, Fikir generally stays in California, but you know he travels quite a bit as well.
Okay.
So one of the things about the U.S. I don't know what we call ourselves, dub community, Rudical community, roots reggae community, Rasta community that's into the music. We're all pretty close and pretty tight. There's not so many of us, so we tend to know each other. And you know, Fikir's been in the zone for many years. And when I was starting the label, I reached out to him, and we have a lot of mutual friends. So we started reasoning, and the connection was immediate. So we started getting different tracks from different producers, you know, and different studios, and recording vocals. And it's really a collaborative effort, you know. Say, okay, here's this rhythm, you know, here's the kind of thing I envision on it, you know. And Fikir is such a pro; it's very easy for him to take a rhythm and make something happen. So yeah.
So I wanted to play the song Echoes, because it kind of makes us think about those Akashic records.
Truly, yeah.
Because, you know, like, things just echo in time.
Yeah.
So if
echoes from ancient time.
If you want, we can listen to that tune.
Yeah, man. Go through.
I
just can't help but feel it. But was Eden must reveal it.
Tune into Ala Roots.
Echoes from ancient time. When I realize Rastafari light. Yeah. Echoes from ancient time. Man arise, woman arise. Yeah. Echoes from ancient time. When I amplify Rastafari.
Bless. Yeah. If you're listening to this tune.
The rhythm, I hear an ancient sound. It reminds me of the glory of Mount Zion. This sound, it is a warrior. This sound, it is a soldier. This sound, it is a warrior. Yeah, echoes from ancient times. When I realize Rastafari. Echoes from ancient time. Man arise, woman arise. Yeah. Echoes from ancient time. When we amplify Rastafari vibe. Yeah. Echoes from ancient time. Amplify, Jah amplify. Yeah.
Oneness, brothers and sisters.
Rastafari, amplify, 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 Rastafari, amplify
talking about ancient times.
Yeah.
Do you feel like there's a, you're an ancient man?
I don't know about that, Bridget. I mean, who can say what the soul is? I mean, it's a good question to ask, you know, what is, who am I? You know, what is the soul? Why am I here? What is life? You know, what animates my body, my goody? These are good questions to ask. I'm not going to tell you that I have answers. Am I ancient man, Brejan? I don't know.
It was kind of a hint towards another song by Fikir Amlak. Ancient man that we're gonna listen a bit later when we're gonna talk about some the Rastafari elders. Tell me, Mike, what's your work as a record label? Like,
yeah, was there more to that question?
No, I just don't really imagine. I don't really imagine like what's your everyday, you know, like work and.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So first, I think we should direct people to the website.
Yes,
USA Roots Reggae Collective.
Yes. Okay. USA Roots Reggae Collective.bandcamp.com is where, that's our retail site for labels like Akashic Records, Black Heart Warriors Records, some Black Redemption. Peter Lionheart's label is represented there. Yeah. Interstanding. Chris Naftali's label is represented there. Yantra Records. Ross Tio's records are represented there as well. And those are all USA-based productions and producers and singers and labels and sound systems.
So when we order from there, it's not to you.
What do you mean?
I mean, Akashic Records doesn't sell all these vinyls.
That is a collective. The USA Roots Reggae Collective is a collective of many of I and I.
Okay. And so there are several tunes which you released. There are a few tunes like how many? Like 4 or 5.
There's about 10 projects out there right now, including a couple of CDs. There's a Fakir CD. There's a next Fakir CD that we contributed to. There's 2 12-inches, and I would say, let's see, maybe 5 or 6 or 7 7-inches. And there's 2 7-inches at press right now. Maybe there's 10 projects out.
Okay. So which one is the first one that you released?
The first Akashic Records release was in combination with Ross Teo. Okay. And it was a joint release between Akashic Records and Forward Bound Records. The tune is called Jehovah.
Jehovah. Yeah, you sent me this mystical tune. I heard this tune.
Yeah.
A strong tune.
Yeah, so the story there is, you know, Ross Teo and I, you know, we're all in the same kind of sphere. We all, you know, we hear each other's productions. We see each other. We reason. Talk on the phone and stuff. And this tune stood out from Ross Teo's work because for me, I felt like there was almost like a desperation in it, like when you're at the end of your rope and you're asking God for help, you know, and that just really moved me. So I told him that I wanted to release it and he was receptive to that. And, you know, he said, ultimately, we made it a joint release, which was symbolic. You know, he and I are close to this day, so I give thanks.
Wow! So that's for number one. So I guess we'll listen to a little piece of this track, just so people realize a bit what's the first release.
Yeah, give thanks.
Okay.
Stand by again. Jah said the joy.
So this is the first tune released on Akashic Records. Akashic Records release number one, Rasteo, thing called Jahovia. Ever living, ever faithful, ever sure. The last year, the first. Living. An empress, man and I. King and queen. I and I. Your children.
Ever faithful, Jah. Ever loving, Jah. Praying, Jehovah. Ever loving Jah, Jah Jehovah.
What was the second release?
Yeah, the second release is a tune with Zebby Blacks that came out of Unitone Studios, Ruben Addis out of the UK. And this tune is called Roots Music. And there's a story to this tune as well. Years and years ago, I saw a video that Ruben Addis had posted from like a house party he had thrown. And he was running through different tunes in the house party, and one of them was Roots Music by Zebby Blacks. And man, that tune was just so wonderful and had such a special feel to it. So I reached out to Ruben, and I was like, I first asked him if he had it just as a dub plate, you know, just so I could hear it. And he was like, well, honestly, you know, I had a hard drive crash and that tune is gone. And I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, thanks. And some time later, he sent me some files. He's like, I rebuilt the tune because you were interested in it. and you know, I heard it and I was blown away. And I told him I wanted to release it. You know, he was
receptive
to that. So that's how that came about.
Okay. So Zebby, so this was, you were in contact with Ruben Addis or Zebby Black?
Yeah. Ruben Addis.
So big up Ruben Addis, which we really love, because he's just such an inspiration vibe, and he always keeps it. Now he's calling himself the rebel, the Ethiopian.
Yes.
Yeah, man, full of message. One of the elders of the UK dub scene that I and I really appreciate, love. A lot. So we're going to listen to this production, second release on the Akashic Records, Roots Music.
Full of colors of the world.
So that's the beauty, I guess, of dub. Would you say that? What do you hear by roots music?
In the tune itself, what do I hear in it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or roots music generally.
Generally, what do you? What's yeah. for you roots music?
Roots music. It has so many levels. In one level, it's music that would keep someone rooted to the earth in their organic, spiritual being. In the context of Rastafari, roots music means the roots of Rastafari, which is Africa, which is... You can't talk about Rastafari really without talking about slavery. And so the roots of Rastafari is the cry, the absolute need for freedom, for redemption, from slavery, you know, forcibly taken away from Africa to Jamaica and other parts of the Caribbean. It's such a massive rift and chasm, and Rastafari represents coming out of that chasm, and spiritually becoming free, before hopefully materially becoming free. And that has yet to be accomplished, you know, both in terms of material freedom, for the descendants of slavery. I mean, we see that here in the United States, you see that in the Caribbean, I would imagine in Canada, you'll see that, and you see it in Europe. So if you're going to talk about Rastafari, you have to be honest about Black liberation. You just have to. Mm-hmm. So yeah, roots, Africa.
Rastafari. I guess for I and I, the roots also implicates on one side kind of the idea of the biblical teaching, you know?
Yes, sir.
Like that connect, but not the Bible as people hear it, you know, in the Catholic Church you know, and the Vatican Bible vibe, more on like the idea of the scriptures, the orthodox linkage to the history and the culture of the orthodoxy, so I mean, because there's still that teaching in the music, in roots music, you know, all the kind of the lessons and the inspirations that actually bring us to look towards the Ethiopian culture, which is a Christian Orthodox culture. And so I'm actually linking this so we can talk about the release, Lake Tana.
Scene, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Lake Tana, high up on the western hills.
looking, yeah. 800 years again. Oh, not a problem, not a problem. And so we went again, stirring the crown manuscripts, yeah. From Tanqua boat, read papyrus, yeah. Oh, lesson zero is
your life and not
late tonight.
Another by Fikir Amlak. Can you say a few words about that release?
Yeah, Lake Tana. So this is one where I had some rhythms from Ras Muffet, and Fikir is cool how he works. You know, he'll have some rhythms, and it doesn't take him long. Is the amazing thing. He might have a rhythm for a day, he might have it for three, he might have it for five, but before long he'll tell you that he has his concept. So when he came back with Lake Tana, everybody was blown away. Me, Muffet, I think iNatural was helping, you know, because iNatural has been a mentor and has helped with a lot of things. So yeah, man, Lake Tana and the dubs.
iNatural is in UK.
Yes.
But still, there's like helping each other out, and
in this world of Facebook and Skype, you know, email, it's all connected.
That's really blessed, man.
Yeah,
I'm happy to hear that. You know, like I'm really happy to hear that. I think that's really one of your it's good on you. You know, that there's a story of a Rasta Brejin link up. You know, and collaboration behind the tunes.
Yeah, for sure. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's special. And we're lucky. I mean, how can I say this? There are, like, a man like Idra Natural, and not to, like, hope it's not embarrassing for the brethren, but within Rastafari, there are certain people that I would call carry the tradition, like, the living tradition.
The levity.
What's that, Brejin?
The levity.
Yes.
The lifestyle.
The life. The life. And within that life, from if you become someone who really lives your life, it sounds so simple, but there are awarenesses and...
I feel you, yeah. And yeah, I feel natural, yeah.
Awarenesses and abilities, and I don't want to say it's dangerous to talk about powers or cities as they in the Kama Yoga tradition, but going around the elders, and I've seen it many times, I'm sure you've seen it, Brejin, but when you meet these people that really care, this tradition is special. It's like a blessing to be around them.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah, I've been in the presence of Idra Natural, and it's for that reason, you know, that he's one of the ones who put me on the I love the reggae music so much, you know, so much, yeah. so much.
Yeah,
man, les grands frères, the big brothers, as we would say in Africa. Yeah.
Exactly.
And I just
counted, bro, because you were asking. I just counted. There have been 3 CDs from Akashic. One of them is not actually out on CD, it's only out on digital. That's Rastio's brother Daniel and Dub. Maybe we'll put that on CD. There have been 2 12 inches. That's I Am That I Am by Fikir Amlak and the Yoga Lion symbol that we talked about. Yes. And then there have been 6 7 inch records. And there are 2 more 7 inch records coming. So that's a total of 11 currently, and 2 more coming.
So tell me a bit about this. I guess we listened to Lake Tana a bit before, but tell me a bit about Ras Tio, because I really love Ras Tio. We listened a bit of his track Jahovia. I know the listeners of the radio show have, you know, have been listening to his tunes like Togetherness and Enter and enough tune like that. So tell me about this CD with Ras Tio. I don't know about it.
Yeah, well, it's so Tio has a lot of music, and at one point, this is a couple of years back, he had Brother Daniel and Dub, which is the dub for his, I mean, obviously it's the dub for his album Brother Daniel, and he actually approached me about releasing it on Akashic. And it's still, you know, it's actually still in, I would say this is halfway in the pipeline, because it's not out physically, but it's just out digitally. One of the things about Tio is that, you know, Tio's been to Jamaica. He has incredible links within the reggae music world, and he will get the, you know, like the top players, even from back in the day, from the 70s, to play on his tracks, you know, in addition to working with more modern producers of the day. Yeah, so Tio, I mean, good brethren, you know, mystical brethren.
So this album with Brother Daniel Dub?
Yeah, Brother Daniel and Dub. If you go to USA Roots Reggae Collective, you can purchase the WAV files, but it's not on physical copy as of yet. And this interview, I believe, is going to air on Friday, May 5th.
Yep.
So that particular website has a promotion running for 4 days after this airs, where we're offering 15% off everything on the site. And we're doing that because we just loaded a bunch of new music up there. Roots High Tech music, iWarrior music, and other labels from the UK. So we've taken a step beyond just our own productions now, and we're offering other producers offerings as well. So the 15% off is like a promotional thing to hopefully drive more attention to the site.
Scene. So all the Alaroots reggae dub lovers, you should totally go and do like me, USI Roots Reggae Collective.bandcamp.com, and you got 15% on all these awesome roots and culture dub works, you know, and it's precious. We know how precious it is, you know, and especially in North America, because in UK there's so much, and in Europe there's so much, but North America, I guess, are you the only one of the only well, I mean, these are all the big USA labels, but are there any other ones, or I don't know?
There are some other ones. Sister Amanda has Taitu Records, out of New York. Yeah, out of New York and Jamaica, and then there's some reissue labels coming out of New York. You know, our labels have a certain affinity, and that's why we've kind of stuck together. Now, very important, Alpha D, on the website, to get your 15% off, you have to use the code USA Roots at checkout. Again, that's USA Roots.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. And so, that's awesome. Just before we listen to a few, I guess we could totally do that now. You have some, there's some unreleased stuff coming out, right?
Gosh. Unreleased. Yeah, well, yes, there are some pre-releases. There are some things at press right now. There are two projects at press as we speak.
Okay.
There's a 7-inch from one of our brethren, Ross Amlock, who incidentally is also a top masterful painter. The paintings that you saw on Yoga and Lion Symbol, that's the man's work.
No, I know Ross Amlock, actually. I'm realizing he does a great walls.
Yes, I.
Wow. Okay.
Yes, I.
So you know this brethren?
Oh yeah. Ross Amlock is part of the crew, you know.
Wow.
And he's also a chanter, among other art forms. And so this is one of his first releases. He just had one come out on Peter Lion Arts Understanding, literally within the past couple of strongs. It's in Europe right now. So this one is produced by Jasonic, a European producer, and this, I believe, will be his very first vinyl on the market. The tune is called Every Day. There were at least 7 versions of this tune, and we picked the one that we thought would have the most commercial appeal.
So this is are these for sale, or what, the waves?
You know, yes. So one of the, another part of Akashic Records is that, you know, when you said, when you talked about unreleased, I was kind of like, ah, because there are 100 unreleased projects right now that Akashic has in the vault. And one of the things that we do is supply unreleased music to sound systems, otherwise known as dub plates.
See.
So you can link us to inquire about those. There's a sample pack with 100 projects in it, and each of those projects have, you know, many cuts behind them.
Because people, so, you know, don't really know about the whole sound system works, you know, like the behind the scenes of how do sound system have exclusive, unique music. It's because they work with labels and producers, and there's this whole double eight world that make every sound system unique.
Absolutely, right. Yeah. There's a whole dub plate world, and what I've come to realize working in reggae music is that unreleased reggae is easily 90% of, like, you're only ever gonna hear, if you listen to released reggae, you're only gonna hear 10% of the reggae that's out there.
Yep.
Because, you know, sound systems in the UK have dub plates; they could play all day, all night, just pure dub plates, and they'll never be released. So.
And counting all the tunes that Bredjinj are just singing in the streets, you know?
For real, yeah.
The reggae music that people are just singing to themselves, you know?
For real, yeah. Definitely.
Sin, man. So, there's this tune, Ras Amlak, and Jasonic Every Day. It's, how can people purchase this?
Well, right now, if they want the tune pre-release, go to the Akashic Records Facebook page, and you can get there by going to akashicrecordsmusic.com. Or if you're on Facebook, it's a little different. It's CSEE Akashic Records, you know, at the Facebook URL. Send me a message. You can also find us on Instagram. Send me a message. We can work something out, and then, yeah.
Scene. It's just so people know there's a lot of works coming, and we're gonna listen to a few of these, just a glimpse, which you blessed us with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good, thanks.
So let's listen to a few minutes of this this tune Every Day. Let's listen to what Ras Amlak has to say. Yes, I am.
Oh, oh, hey. Hey, hey. Blessed are they who seek in your face, who walk within his ways, who enter in his gates. Yeah. Okay. Every day, rise up with your sun, we give me thanks and praise. Thanks with the breath for life and bright sun rays. Dance with the waters and the heat the same way. We give him praise in the abundance of the fire I raise. Sanctify the cup and make the fire warm blaze. Every day, every day, I surrender man of blaze, that's our mistake. Every day, every day. Whoa, now obstacles we face in our new way. Every day. But our discipline sustained, so I would never go astray. The lion I prevail and in my brain every chain. Remove my stumbling block from out of me way. Every day, every day, every day.
And a piece of the dub.
Every day, where the sun and where the rain, I'm seeking spiritual wealth over my shoulder pain. Rising.
Can you hear the music,
Bertie?
Oh, oh, hey.
No.
Hey, hey.
Only a tiny bit.
Blessed are they who
Christ.
Who walk within his ways, who enter in his gates, yeah. Okay. Every day, rise up with your sun, we give me dance and praise. Thanks with the breath of life and bright sun rays. Dance with the waters and they eat the same way, we give him praise. In the abundance of the fire, I praise. Sanctify the cup and make the fire warm days. Every day, I saw red the man of blaze, that's our mistake.
Yes, I am. So Ras Amlak, he's a painter as well.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. And so that's one of the tunes. Another one of these next releases is a tune by Aka Beka, right?
Yeah, the Ake Beka is not in line for release at the moment, okay. Although it's requested quite a lot. That is, if it's going to be released, it's pretty far back in line. So for right now, I would consider that one just a dub plate. The iNatural Further with Higher Regions, that is another pre-release. That's at the press right now as well.
Okay. Okay, so with the Hydra Natural that we were talking about before, and Mighty Prophet.
Yeah, and quick note about that song. So that song was originally released, well, the original version of that song was released in 1997. So interestingly, now we're in 2017. It's the 20-year anniversary of when that song was originally released. It's gonna be called Further 2016 because it was built last year, but it's a very deep song and it goes to some of those topics you were touching on earlier, Alpha D, about the roots of Rastafari in Ethiopia and how far it really goes.
Yeah, you know, I just before we play this tune, I wanted to bring some of my reality into this interview, because I was hearing Ras Amlak say, you know, every day we seek his face, you know, and his inspiration. And today I was at a conference about conflict resolution in West Africa. In Mali, you know, with all the jihad and terrorism problems and USA intervention and French intervention and whatnot, you know. And seriously, Haile Selassie gives me the right inspiration to see the light in these situations, you know, like everything he says about, you know, the way he counsels us to be friends, make friendship relationships with the West, you know, but at the same time, the way he also speaks of the Ethiopian independence, and anyways, so just Rastafari who always gives me the positive, you know, inspiration to see through these questions. So that tune every day really resonated, you know?
Yeah, kid, thanks.
Yeah. And so Hydra Natural brings us further with this new tune. When can people expect to be able to buy this tune?
Yeah, I think Further will start showing up in the European marketplace in about a month's time.
Okay.
Maybe 6 weeks, yeah. Not too long.
So we listen a tiny preview just to make people
feel
ready for this. Yes, I let's check this out.
Further than the one can think. Further than the one can see.
A la roots, man. Bring the thing little further, you know?
It's looking to this tree.
and it will tell. Oh yes, let's look into the prophecy, the Holy Scripture.
I drew natural.
Let's look into the teachings. Let's look into the speeches of Ayanaija.
African brethren and sistren, mama and papa, you know, Rastafari. Was found worthy to break open the seven seals, and it was the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Christ in his kingly character. Yes, I am. Look to Ethiopia for Rastafari guidance. Boom! Special exclusive works. And just so we continue, because so people catch the reality vibe of what we're talking about. Akashic Records play roots reality reggae music, but you're also active in helping Rastafari elders, right?
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
So tell us a bit about how what you're doing on that level.
Yeah, okay. So I'll go back in time about 10 years ago, back in the MySpace days. There was a chat group called the Word Sound Power. It was called Word Sound Power. And it was a group that was initially set up by a bro of mine, a bro who's become one of my best friends. His name is Ross Scott. He lives in Seattle. And during that time, some of the best readings I'd ever seen in my life, whether online or in person, like Serious Heights readings were happening on the Word Sound Power Collective. Not only Heights Reasonings, but plenty of disagreements and arguments about some of the religious aspects of Rastafari. Mm. And those reasonings, most of the time, stayed diplomatic and progressive. And a very interesting organic phenomenon happened. Once those reasonings had taken place, the group, and there were maybe, I don't know the exact numbers, but there are probably 100 people that visited the group, and there are probably 30 people that were regular contributors to the group. Once the kind of disputes had been settled and there was a general consensus around, philosophy, approach, what should happen, that group actually mobilized and became activists together. So people were already doing things in their own.
So the elders of the movement, the beginners, in the sense that those who first cited Haile Selassie as a divine incarnation, those are the elders, the ancients of Rastafari that are in a material need today. And that there's this collective that comes and helps them. Can you tell us a bit about the work of the Word Sound Power Collective?
So going back to the elders, and a nice segue is I've heard elders say, however you cite His Majesty is the kind of reward you're going to get. So if you saw His Majesty as a king, you're going to get a kingly reward. If you saw His Majesty as God, you're going to get a godly reward. So whether that's true or not, you know, you figure it out for yourself. But in the meanwhile, back to the elders. So the Word Sound Power Collective, after completing those debates, came to a cohesion and decided to take action. We've been getting reports that elders in Jamaica were having medical issues, and that it seemed that oftentimes there was no one to help them. And the same was happening in Ethiopia. We were hearing reports from Shashamani that various elders were either in poor health or not having proper nutrition, and no medical insurance, no organizations in place to help them. So it was proposed that we should raise some money when these issues came up, and it became an international coalition called the Word Sound Power Collective that raises money to help Rastafari elders and ancients. And to this day, the Word Sound Power Collective has raised somewhere in the neighborhood of $40,000 US dollars for elder support. We recently became a 501c3 nonprofit organization in the US, so that means that donations are now tax deductible, and as such we are considering going after or trying to get larger corporate donations and grants and things of that nature. But as of today, it's just, you know, hands and hearts coming together across the globe to support the Rastafari elders from a place of love and honor.
So go to the Word Sound Power Collective .blogspot.ca, and you're gonna find this awesome website where you can, there's so many projects of different elders you can help, and it's different examples of, for example, the most recent one is a Bongo Roy he needs $200 for medical assistance, and so you can, we're just gonna help, and everybody gives a bit of cash, and with $200 he can maybe he can do his whatever surgery or medical help he needs. I can't see it here, but yeah. And for example, the next one, Ras Carlton, had lost things in a fire, and so he's in need of help. Anyways, it's a really blessed site. So please visit wordsoundpowercollective.blogspot.ca. Anyways, I'm going to post it on my Facebook page and on the A La Roots Facebook. Just, you have to check this out, because this is some righteous work. Yeah, man. So please visit the wordsoundpowercollective.blogspot.ca. Brother Mike, I saw, well, there's one last thing I really want to ask you about, and it's when you go to USA Roots Reggae Collective on Bandcamp, you got these three books, Rastafari Itations book.
Yes, the Itations of Jamaica and I Rastafari, yeah.
And so can you tell me a bit about those books?
Yes, all right, so those books are written by a man named Millard Farisadi, or Millard. And I first met Millard when I was living in Florida. He, at the time, was in Miami. And these books were around my crew, those of us who were young and, I would say, checking for Rastafari. That's how they refer to it. You know, somebody who's got an inkling, but they want to know more. They feel something, but they haven't quite, you know, not really like Rastafari yet. So these books were in the zone and full color books, poetry, philosophy, lyrics to songs, excerpts from the Bible, Rastafari art, Rastafari reasoning. Very powerful books. That was my opinion at the time. So I used to order some books here and there from the Lord, and then I had a bright idea when I finished school that I was going to basically it sounds funny to me now after having children and stuff, but I was going to buy a bunch of Itations, buy a bunch of Haile Selassie t-shirts, and travel, you know, the country and selling them to stores and bookshops and reggae festivals and stuff. And it actually worked. But at that time, due to the amount of books that I was getting from Millard, I went to Miami to meet up with him and got a big amount of books. And then later, Itation Volume 2 went out of print. And it was out of print for many years. And I always felt that, in some ways, that book is the heart of the series. It's the yellow one. And in that book, he, you know, Millard went to Ethiopia. And there's a particular section in that book.
Volume 2?
Yeah, the yellow one.
With the women on it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there's a particular section in that book called the Mystical Interpretation of the Gospels that is just heights. So, eventually, when I had the means to, I reprinted Volume 2. And those books are for sale. They're great. I personally consider them to be part of the spiritual canon of Rastafari, and I'm just excited that they're available and to have been lucky to learn from them.
Cool. Do you also sell or have anything to do with Ras Flaco and the Wise Mind publications?
Yes. So Ras Flaco has been writing these Wise Mind publications for many years, which are testimonies and stories of the Rastafari elders and ancients. One of the beautiful things about Wise Mind publications is that the books that are sold, and at the moment they're all available on download from Wise Mind Publication, wisemindpublications.com. So those monies from those books go right back to the elders and the ancients that that gave their time and their knowledge to those books. So, you know, these businesses like this, and these things have developed through reasoning, but, you know, businesses like this that can take what the elders have to offer and so desperately want to offer, and also what the youth so desperately need and want, the wisdom and the wise mind from the elders. So to get that information from the elders to the youths, make youths pay a little bit of money and support the elders is a really fantastic thing.
Tentawi. I am an ancient man. Yeah, Ashen from creation. I am an ancient man. Yeah, I am an ancient man. I am an ancient man.
Special invocation to all elders, Rastafari elders out there. Ras Flaco, strength, love, unity for evermore, you know. All I and I elders all across the world. All those who go through the fire, all those who've been through the fire and never get burned.
Among the 50
harlots, yeah. And sit there when I'm from the goblet. Oh, I rule my temple and my province, I promise. I am an ancient man, I am an ancient man. Yeah, yeah. I shall from creation, I am an ancient man. Yeah, yeah. I am an ancient man, I am an ancient man.
Just so we conclude this interesting interview that I hope people liked, it's a vast subject, the one of Rastafari and reggae music, and I think we kind of like at least put a foot into that lake, that ocean of wisdom that is Rastafari. Anyways, so I would like, if possible, if you can give us just a few words on your what you're going to be working on in the next months, and who are you working with right now, and what's your next projects?
Yeah, sure. So as I mentioned, there's the 2 7-inches that are at press right now.
That we listen
when
to.
Those are, yeah, that's right. We listen to those, and then there will be a 12-inch. With another 12-inch with Tenestellan and King Alpha, and we're almost done with the artwork for that. That will be a tune called Rasta Mission and a tune called Animal Rights. That's about treating animals better as a collective of humanity. Big up to Black Heart Warriors. Both the sound system and the record label have been partners from the record label perspective for a long time. Big up Ross Amlock. We talked about his artwork in his first release coming. Big up Ross Kush, who has been a mentor for us. Big up to Peter Lionheart and Understanding Crew. Really an incredibly hardworking sound system here in the U.S. that's been touring Europe, Mexico.
Understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah, a label we know about, yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of the rest of these all... I'll skip over. We've talked about the word Sun Power Collective.
I see Josh Shaka.
Yeah. So Josh Shaka's been playing one of our releases, Roll Call. It's a 7-inch. And man, talk about just what an honor, you know?
The one that calls all the tribes.
Yeah, that one.
Word.
That one.
Seen
He's been playing it in London, and he played it at Kingston Dub Club, and there's a nice video of that. Hail up Ja Porter and the Universal Love label. That's a really cool label. What he's doing is similar to what we talked about with Wise Mind Publications. He's getting singers to donate their work and producers to donate their music, and then selling it on Bandcamp and giving all the proceeds to charities, different Rastafari charities, Ethiopian charities, Jamaican charities. It's a wonderful blueprint of how to do progressive business, you know, to help.
Ja Porter is in Ethiopia, if I'm not mistaken.
He's not at the moment, but yes, he goes to Ethiopia a lot. Right now he's in Europe.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there's a lot of brethren in the U.S., you know, just More Strength to Humble Tafari, Seska, Chris Naftali, Slim Raka, you know, Ras Tio. Yeah. And Sis Naomi on the radio for Article Vibe. She does a lot of, she helps a lot. Mm. Yeah.
Bless all of the brothers and sisters, and like you were saying, more strength and And more blessing. Hey, you know, it's an important day today for I and I, for Rastafari, because I think it's the day that His Majesty on the 5th of May came back to Addis Ababa after being exiled in UK. If I'm not mistaken, so I think today is the day that His Imperial Majesty came back to Addis Ababa and as a victorious. So it's a day of victory, of good over evil, of African liberation, and of the glory of Jah Rastafari.
Yes, I give thanks.
So I hope the interview was cool. I hope you enjoyed the conversation.
Yeah, man, this has been great. We went deeper. Mm-hmm. We went deeper than I thought, and I mean, we talked a lot, which, you know, and there's so much more that could be said. So, man, I give thanks for your works and for the opportunity to come on here and say some things and play some tunes. And more to come.
Yes, I really give thanks for the opportunity of sharing this conversation. I hope the listeners enjoyed it as well. I hope we were clear enough for them to follow us. I think we were, and I'm really happy to meet you and to link up, and it's one great love. It's an honor.
Same way, Alpha D. Give thanks.
All right, my brother.
And love to the world. Yeah.
All right. So have a beautiful evening. You were on A La Roots, and you're one of the first. You're the first label we ever interviewed. So it's a beginning for us. It's all fresh and new, new stuff. So voila.
Give thanks for the opportunity, Alpha D.
Yes,
one love.
Yes, I. Akashic Records. Let this interview be marked in the Akashic Records. A day where we where we spoke great wisdom and love for all of mankind. In the name of His Imperial Majesty Haile Selassie I.
Aye. Rastafari.
Haile aye, brethren. See you soon.
Thanks,
and take care.
You too, bro.
If you see hurricane, Jah protect.
For real. All right, brother. Love.
Love, Bridgen.
This is not your brother. Long time since the Colon day.
Sapir Yastelin.
Wow, wow, wow.
Satawa Masaka Nalahu.
Several miles of black star liners coming in the harbor. Several miles of black star liners coming in the harbor. I can see them coming. I see my hydrants running
alongside threadlocks.
I hear the elders saying, these are the days for which we've been praying. Several miles of black star liners coming in. Several miles of black star liners coming in.
Return, black man, of your return to Africa. Burn, bring the fire, of your burn. But the watchmen are return, black woman, of your return to Africa. Burn, now you bring the fire, burn. But the watchmen are Mount Zion, we are on our way. The conquering lion, Rastafari, we pray. Never forget the words of Marcus Garvey. Centralize the emperor, told the executive. Rise, Africa, rise. Burn out the negative. Babylon, let my people go. Repatriation, that's what it is.
Well, several miles of black star liners coming in the harbor. Several miles of black star liners coming in the harbor. Cause it's repatriation. Black liberation. I say the time has come. Black men, we're going home, yes. 7 miles of black star liners coming in the harbor. 7 miles of black star liners coming in the harbor.
Dig up the high priest, them on the mountain top. Keep the samba, totally keep the culture. No jump out that, big up the rasta man, them a scotch pass. Bad mind, off to watch me star line a shot pass. Black people, them need a one leap of ships. A time the rasta man, them have a fleet of ship. Emperor Selassie teach about leadership. No microchip, no Babylonian sponsorship.
7 miles of black star liners coming in the harbor. 7 miles of black star liners coming in the harbor. Marcus Garvey told us freedom is a must. Told us that the black star liners coming one day for us. Oh yeah, 7 miles of black star liners coming in.
Et je vous invite à rester connect sur Choc pour 2 heures avec 2 heures musicales avec écoute libre où on va se prendre le temps d'écouter 2 albums en entier. Je vous laisse avec le frère Étienne. Yes, I. C'était à la route. À vendredi prochain. One love. One big, big, big love, you know?
What are we sitting waiting by the dark side? Yes, I.